Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's kind of hard to believe, but we're firmly in the middle of the holiday season. In fact, if you've gone down the hill over the last couple of months and you went into Costco, you know that the Christmas stuff has been up since like July, right? We just had Halloween, you know, a markedly non-religious holiday. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. And that snowplow that is Christmas is barreling down the road, ready to get us at any moment, especially with Mariah Carey songs. And with all of this, you might feel like you need a little bit of therapy. I'm feeling like I need a little bit of therapy today. So I'm going to invite you this morning into something that I would like to call cloud therapy. As we celebrate an important date in the calendar, especially in the church year, one that doesn't necessarily get the same attention as Halloween or Thanksgiving or Christmas. But today, we want to pause. We want to remember the saints that have gone before us. We want to focus on the good work of God for us in Christ here on this All Saints Day. So let me invite you into some cloud therapy this morning. So I want you to imagine that you're ushered into a room, not unlike a beautiful planetarium. A large vaulted ceiling rises above you. Extremely comfortable chairs greet you. You take your seat. The room dims a little bit. Soft music starts to play, and you are soon transported to a grassy hillside. Above you, puffy clouds appear. You begin to survey the sky. You see the different shapes. You see the blue and the white. You feel the wind against your skin, the sun's warmth upon your face. You begin to stare at those clouds and you start to make out some shapes, some faces, some objects in the sky. And your mind is drawn to beautiful moments filled with magnificent memories and peaceful places. You feel like the weight of the world is now off of your shoulders. Now, before you entered this place, you are definitely feeling it. The stress of the daily grind, the worries that filled your mind, the crippling anxiety that filled you with fear. But an hour or so in cloud therapy, you feel refreshed, revived, renewed, and ready to take on anything that life will throw your way. But what if I were to tell you that God has been in the business of cloud therapy since the very beginning? Let's go back to the second day of creation. God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above, and it was so. And God called the vault sky. Now, I don't doubt that on the second day of creation, cloud therapy began. What is that water in the vault above? Well, I believe it's clouds. Clouds in the sky. Now, I wasn't there. It's just my own guess. But this is far from the last time that you will find cloud therapy in Scripture. Throughout the pages of the Old Testament, we see God presenting himself in the form of a cloud. And there are times it's in judgment. For example, the rain that came down from the clouds in Noah's day, bringing Yahweh's righteous judgments upon the sinful people of the earth. And that's one of just many examples. I'm sure you can relate to that cartoon with a person standing there and the cloud is above them and it's raining, and everywhere they go it seems to rain on them. They can't seem to get away from the rain. They can't seem to get away from the darkness. They can't seem to get away from the struggle. Perhaps you feel that way coming here today, like nothing is going right. Like no matter what you do, it's all gloom and doom. Well, if you don't feel that way today, God bless you. But there are oftentimes I feel that way. And we all know it's the result of sin in this world, and no one is immune. And in fact, it's actually worse than just a few raindrops. Like the people of Noah's day, we are all destined for destruction and death by drowning in our own sin. Your sin and my sin kills and separates us from God. But we need some cloud therapy. Digging a little bit more into Scripture, we see that the Lord comes as a cloud to be with His people, to give protection and comfort. After the flood, God said, I set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign and a covenant between me and the earth. And then as God's people escaped slavery in Egypt, they were gripped with fear. They were crippled with anxiety, and the Lord came to guide and to comfort in a pillar of cloud. A little bit later in the story, as the tabernacle is dedicated, the Lord descended to earth and fills the place with a cloud of His presence. And then there's that awesome encounter with Elijah and the prophets of Baal. And after Elijah shows whose God is true, God sends clouds to a parched land in a time of drought, and He reveals Himself as the only one true God. But these stories of clouds are not just limited to the Old Testament. At the Mountain of Transfiguration, Jesus speaks with Moses and Elijah, as well as some of the disciples are there. And Mark tells us, then a cloud formed, overshadowing them, and a voice came out of the cloud. This is my beloved Son. Listen to Him. At the end of His time on earth, once again on a mountaintop, Jesus ascends in a cloud, and Luke records the following. And after He said these things, He was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid Him from their sight. Then on the night of His betrayal, in the presence of the high priest, Jesus stood before His accusers and they asked Him directly, Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One? And Jesus said, I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. Cloud therapy is biblical. For the first 7 years of my life, I lived in northern Arizona. And if you've ever visited Arizona, you know there's almost nothing like the billowing clouds in a bright blue, unpolluted sky in Arizona. The sunsets are amazing. The cumulus clouds are billowing everywhere. I know the Big Bear could probably take it for a run for its money every once in a while, but living down the hill is nothing like it was when I was growing up in northern Arizona. I remember being very young and looking up at the clouds and saying to my mom, I wonder if Jesus is on that cloud. I wonder what it would be like to ride on that cloud when I go to heaven. Now, don't judge my theology on that necessarily. I was thinking eternally, for sure. If you're familiar with the family or with a comic strip Family Circus, there's a great one where Jeffy and his mom are working out in the garden, and Jeffy points out to a cloud-filled sky and says, Look, Mommy, there's a hole in the sky and I can see into heaven. For many of us, today's a hard day. Many of us have a hole in our hearts. As we celebrate All Saints Day, as we remember those who have gone before us, who are in the quote, clouds of heaven, unquote. For some of you, the memory might be new, and the sharp sting of death is fresh in your mind. For others, the time maybe has gone on, but the feeling of loss continues, and at time creeps up on you, and the pain is just the same. Today, I remember a good friend and a coworker who died just last week, 45 years old. Went to his funeral yesterday. It was hard. It was a hard day. I remember my grandfather, who passed away this January. In his 90s, lived an amazing life. But man, I miss him. Today I think about my mother, who received her eternal reward almost 15 years ago. It's hard to believe that she's been gone so long. And I remember my father-in-law, who I never met, but whose stole I wear today in his memory. He guided many in his congregation. So I think we're all in need of some cloud therapy today. Listen to the words from our reading from the book of Revelation again. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." I think we get a little peek of heaven. It's the culmination of what the writer of Hebrews describes the great cloud of witnesses. All Saints' Day is a day of cloud therapy. For the God who came to earth in the form of a cloud to lead and to guide, to comfort and to lift up, came again in the person of Jesus, your Savior, to live, to die, to rise again, so that a cloud of witnesses too numerous to count would be in heaven forever praising his name and singing songs to the Lamb. Jesus came to earth to take the wrath and the judgment and the storm of sin upon himself so that you would not have to face it. He faced death, was utterly forsaken by his Father, was utterly alone as he took your sin from you so that you might never be forsaken by him. His death brings you life and a connection to all the saints who have gone before and that great cloud of witnesses. Jesus came to bring life where there was only death, to comfort you in your grief, to wipe away every tear from your eyes, and in Christ you are forgiven for all of the times that you have rebelled and turned away, for all the times that you've given up on God. He has never once given up on you. For those days where a cloud of your own doing rains disappointments and pain down upon your head, he is there to remind you of the life-giving water that poured upon your head in your baptism. One day, that hole that you feel on this side of heaven, because your loved one is on the other side, will be made whole. W-H-O-L-E. And one day, we too will join that cloud of witnesses. We will be whole. But until that day, this is your place where cloud therapy happens. In this place, you're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Now, they're not all gathered here in this building. We couldn't have all of the witnesses here in this building. But in buildings and places all across the world, a great cloud of witnesses on this side of the veil gathers, for this is the place where we need cloud therapy. As we come to the altar, many say it's the place where the veil is the thinnest between heaven and earth. For in this place, week after week, God comes to you. You see, this therapy is not amorphous or nebulous. You can look up those words later. It's not just a concept. It's not a positive set of emotions. Cloud therapy isn't even a philosophy. It's a tangible, certain reality. And you are standing in the midst of it this morning. In this place, week after week, Jesus comes to you. He comes to you where he promises to be, in water, in word, in wafer, in wine, in the witness of the saints of God. In this place, God comes to refresh, revive, renew, and make you ready for life's challenges again. And on this day, and every day we gather in this place, we look to the saints who have gone before us to partake in a little bit of cloud therapy, where we find true forgiveness, which makes you whole. For in Christ, you are forgiven and free. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, now and forever. Amen.